Look at this. Susie Sunshine is on the Super Celebrity Hotline. She's Susan Schmidt from the Westwood Group in Dallas, Texas. But she spends time here. She was filling in for Anna on Monday. We appreciate her doing that.
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
And, well, don't oversell it.
Right.
Now
you were in the studio with Roe.
Yes, exactly.
I know, Anna. I kept him under control. I tried.
A lot of Trump tirades, and
that's weird.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, it is what it is. All right, okay. Now, my mother, as you know, she is the guiding post of the United States stock market. There's nothing.
Of course.
Nothing. She's an oracle, if you will. She's the oracle of Oak Street, I guess is the way to put it. Yes, as opposed to Omaha. All right, now, she said to me, there's no way it's going to get back to 16,000 in my lifetime when it dropped down to 15.5 or whatever it was for the
And she's still doing okay, right?
It's at 17,006 today.
It is.
Highest point in 2 months.
Yeah. Now isn't that? Now you see, now let's just think about that. That's only 1,300 off the high of all times.
That is very true. So very positive. The screen is all green today, which we like. Green means positive. And so we are, coming back from a very rough start to the year and a lot of concern and emotion. And oil also has bounced back. Energy, another sector that your mother loves to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And oil has really bounced back. So oil is closed today at 36.20 on the WTI, and that is up almost 40% from its low. So we have seen a huge spring back in that. We are, as oil goes, so goes the U.S. dollar. And as confidence goes, that tends to follow the dollar to a certain extent. And just people feel better when they see oil coming back up because they feel like, well, the world must not be ending. It should be okay.
Yeah, we're seeing
that in the market.
Investors feel that way. Consumers, on the other hand, it's like, I just paid $2.40 or something, one of those fancy downtown gas stations today. I'm done with that now, right? It's going to be over $3?
Well, no, there's still a lag effect on this. And if you're paying $2.40, see, this is a fancy downtown gas station. You're going to the wrong station. But again, we should still see oil comfortably under that, around that $2 range. It's not going to spike up here immediately. So the consumers are still going to benefit from this. And remember that oil has gone up from the lows at 26. We've talked about this overcorrecting in both directions. It gets too high, it gets too low. So still here at $36 a barrel, oil is a low price and pretty reasonable. So we shouldn't see a huge hike up in gas prices. They should stay reasonable for the consumer.
One of the things I was noticing, I was watching CNBC today, and it seemed like all the top money guys and gals they have up there, the thing they kept repeating, which sounded really great to me, I'd love to hear you weigh in on it, is that this type of a market, the payroll report, the jobs report, the increase that was above expectations was basically cooling concerns that the U.S. economy is headed for a recession. And I even heard one of the analysts say anyone worried about a U.S. recession should be less worried about that now. Do you feel that strongly with this type of news and where we are with the market?
Well, I do think it's helped alleviating some of the concerns. So what we saw the first 2 months of the year was really this increasing sense of panic because oil was going down, energy looked really bad. That energy sector, we forget that there are other things going on besides energy in the economy. But energy looked like it was dragging everything down. And then we had a lot of negative news from both Europe and Asia, and particularly China, that was causing a lot of concern. So I think emotion got really high, and you saw that drag down. Today, we had a very good jobs report. So we added 242,000 jobs. The estimate going into this was that we would add 195. So we're well above that. And it's a solid number. I think what people are more relieved about is that number is creeping up. So that's a good jobs number. What's interesting is we didn't see wages increase a lot. So the wage growth was actually a little bit soft. And that tells you that in this case, it's actually good because there's no pressure on wages yet. So there's no worry about inflation. And the Fed is coming up on their meeting on March 16th, and so the market is very nervous about what the Fed is going to do with regards to interest rates. So the data that came out today, consensus is thinking, it shows that the economy is getting better, but it's not so good yet that the Fed is going to jack up rates again, all of 25 basis points, so another quarter of a percent. So in reality, it's not a big number, but the market doesn't like surprise or change. So that little extra increment up, they're probably going to, this reinforces the market's view, they're probably going to hold off until June. And so everybody's happy.
Right. Well, Is your mother happy? No, my mother's not happy.
Is your mother happy?
No.
She's not happy
yet. No,
she's
not.
High enough. Well, the market's happy because it's up, you know, here we are, we're green, it's up. Certainly from the lows, we're still slightly negative for the year. So the S&P is about down 2% for the year. But remember that it was, you know, down 10%. Mm-hmm. So we're moving definitely in a much better, healthier direction.
Well, isn't that the point? It's actually within, based on my quick math here, about 6.5% of its high. It's within six, that's the S&P 500 is within 6.5% of its high. The NASDAQ's within 9.5% of its high, and the Dow is within 7.5% of its high. So you're under 10% on every metric here within of the high, the all time historic high, right? So
yeah.
You're 90%. I look at it this way: you're 90% back, or 95% back, essentially in the S&P 500. So that tells me that there's a lot of volatility. It's all goofiness for that, but this is the American economy is not in bad shape and the problem.
No.
What drives me nuts? Mm-hmm. What drives me insane?
One of the things that drives you insane.
One of the many. Yes.
Is when you have politicians, and you're seeing this on both. You're seeing Bernie Sanders do this. You're seeing basically every one of the Republicans doing this. Everybody who doesn't have the job who wants in, mm-hmm. right, and has no and doesn't have skin in the game for the last 8 years, or a lot of skin in the game, wants to stop and say, hey, this is the worst economy ever. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. What about jobs? Well, jobs right now, we already have an answer on that. The jobless rate is relatively low. And this is not to say that I'm not apologizing or endorsing the economic
Right, but it's not as dire as they would make it out to be. So the unemployment rate is 4.9%. Even though we had a big jobs ad, the unemployment rate didn't really change. So it stayed at 4.9%, but that's because more people came back into the workforce. They were feeling better about it. And in fact, the number of people quitting their jobs is going up. And that's a good sign, because you quit your job if you think you can get a better job. Mm-hmm. So that's a healthy indicator that people feel like there are jobs out there. I have mobility. This is improving.
Okay,
and so I would say, go ahead.
So the point is this, that instead of being able to say, well, we need jobs, 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 even though you're hearing a lot of talk about that, especially on the Republican side, we need more jobs. It's really not an issue of that. It's an issue of wage stagnation. Now, Bernie Sanders started talking about wage stagnation, and now Republicans are picking that up and going, yeah, what about wage stagnation?
Because it's a huge issue. I mean, wages for middle earners in America haven't increased by some estimates since 2000. And you just explained right now, Susie, you told us, hey, yeah, the jobs report looks good, but what type of jobs are they? And
right.
The fact that the wages are still soft.
The wages are still soft. So what this means is probably the way you get to this number, and we're still breaking down the underlying data here, is that we had a big increase in part-time jobs. So people still aren't fully employed. They might, you know, we still have a percentage underemployed, but we're feeling better about the economy. So we're gradually moving in the right direction. And right now, I think that's the comfort that the market needs. The market doesn't want to see things look too good, because they're very nervous about the Fed getting too aggressive with interest rates and then suppressing all this growth, making everything reverse. And so I think today's report made the market feel pretty confident that, all right, we are seeing things slowly get better, despite the fact that there's international turmoil on, you know, both sides, both Europe and Asia. But we're getting better here domestically, slowly, steadily.
Yeah.
And so that's a positive for us.
Okay, but what does one do, though? I mean, you know, with all these politicians yammering about how they're going to fix the wage stagnation issue. It's a supply and demand issue. It's not really government, unless the government pulls off some of the regulatory pieces at the very top of it. And then there's a whole other thing. I mean, Trump last night screamed about how he's going to do away with the entire EPA. What about the crying Indian from, you know, 40 years ago in the canoe? I mean, with a beer can floating by him. I mean, I don't know that necessarily is going to help anybody, but what about what can be done here that's going to increase wages in the United States?
Well, we need the economy overall to start doing better and continuing with some forward momentum. And part of that is a psychological effect. If you feel that it's better, you're going to go out and spend a little more money, which is going to put money in the pocket of the dry cleaner, who's then going to go spend it on the furniture guy, who's going to then go spend it on, you know, put it into the small right. business that he's starting up. So there's this multiplier effect, and that multiplier effect really depends on confidence. And so as people start to feel things getting better, we should see that then grassroots start to build up and we see more job opportunities. As people start feeling better, the next step to that, so we've seen what we suspect is an increase in part-time jobs. The next step to that is CEOs feeling comfortable enough that they can make these full-time positions. So then you get the next leg up, which again helps to keep that economy just rolling forward. And so I think what we need to see here is energy seems to have stabilized. We have, you know, I think positive momentum with jobs growth and with businesses in the economy. So I think CEOs are feeling better about that. And remember, even though it's an election year, on the budget, we're coming off of a couple of years where the government really cut back and was not spending. So we're right. coming off of sequestration. So Department of Defense, which is a big budget, is coming back and saying, all right, we're going to be spending more on defense items. Well, that employs a lot of people, whether it's at Lockheed Martin or at Boeing. We have General Dynamics. We have a lot of jobs from that.
Right.
So we're starting to see.
And the IT sector is gigantic in that, information technology
sector. Huge IT security. Right. So we have a lot of other areas where that spend is coming back. So I think that's also very positive.
Right. And that's stuff that has to be spent domestically.
Jobs are bubbling up.
That's something that has to be spent domestically, too, which is very, very important.
Well, that's the focus here. We want it to be spent here because it doesn't help us to spend it in Europe or in China. We really want to focus, and as an investor, that's why it's important. Right. Focus on the domestic companies right now because that's where you get the most secure footing.
All right. Susan Schmidt, Westwood Group in Dallas, Texas, even though she's from Beverly.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. We will talk to you next week.
Thank you, Susie.
Indeed. All right. Thank you.
There she goes. Susie Sunshine, as she is well known. She hates when I call her Susie, though. She hates
it. Oh, I just called her Susie.
That's okay.
Because you call her Susie. Yeah. You've known her for years.
Yeah, because she hates it. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So that's into that trap.
It's what we call the Tracy Butler effect. It's like I treat Tracy Butler badly because everybody else thinks that she's a patron saint.
She's the sweetest woman ever. I would not believe otherwise.
And how could somebody be mean to the sweetest woman ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
How's that possible?
So it's Susan. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Man, let me just tell you this. How could somebody be mean to Violetta Padromedic?
Well, she's got a little more sass. Sometimes she might need a little bit.
I can understand that one a little bit more.